BBC News, I'm John Shea. The head of the United Nations has condemned Russia's invasion of Ukraine as an affront to the world's conscience. Antonio Guterres was speaking at a special meeting of the UN General Assembly in New York. It's debating a motion tabled by Kiev's allies nearly a year after the invasion began, calling for Russia to pull out of Ukraine immediately and unconditionally. Mr. Guterres denounced the invasion.
The one-year mark of Russia's invasion of Ukraine stands as a grim milestone for the people of Ukraine and for the international community. That invasion is an affront to our collective conscience. It is a violation of the United Nations Charter and international law.
The leaders of NATO countries in Eastern Europe have asked the United States to boost its security presence in response to Russia's war in Ukraine. The countries, known collectively as the Bucharest Nine, met President Biden and the NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg in Warsaw. Sarah Rainsford is there.
There's a lot of discussion, as we understand it, about how exactly the US, how exactly NATO as an alliance would respond if this part of the world is dragged into conflict. Because I think, you know, there's a very different attitude here towards the threat from Russia. It's something that many countries in this grouping, the Bucharest Nine, have been warning about for a long time. They have history with Russia. They have seen the threat of Russian aggression coming for a while, but they were dismissed previously as being too hung up on history. And of course, they feel now, unfortunately, that they've been vindicated.
The Biden administration says it's extremely concerned by levels of violence in Israel and the occupied West Bank. The State Department spokesman made the remark after a raid by Israeli troops in Nablus left 11 Palestinians dead and about 100 wounded. Tom Bateman reports from Nablus.
Explosions and gunfire sounded in the heart of Nablus as armoured troop carriers and soldiers with dogs raided the narrow streets of the old city. It triggered armed clashes with Palestinian gunmen before Israeli troops fired shoulder-launched missiles at a house in which three senior Palestinian militants were holed up, having said they wouldn't surrender. Israel says they were involved in the killing of a soldier last year and were planning imminent attacks. But several of those killed outside are civilians, including two elderly men, while footage shows young men apparently unarmed running away as gunshots are heard before one falls to the ground. The Israeli army said it was reviewing the video.
Iranian state television says a militant linked to an outlawed Kurdish group has been executed. Arash Ahmadi, also known as Sarkut, was convicted in 2018 of killing a police major. He was shown on TV confessing to the murder, but rights groups say such admissions are often the result of torture. World News from the BBC. A court in California has sentenced a man convicted of killing the American hip-hop star Nipsey Hussle to a minimum of 60 years in jail. Eric Holder shot the rapper 4 years ago in the Los Angeles neighbourhood where both men had grown up. He was found guilty in July of first-degree murder, with additional sentences for using a gun and wounding two other men. Holder was an aspiring rapper who'd failed to achieve the same success as Hussle. Media reports in the United States say the daughter and son-in-law of Donald Trump have been summoned to testify before a federal grand jury. They say Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner have been called to give evidence on the former president's role in the storming of the US Congress 2 years ago. Both served as White House officials in the Trump administration. The Attorney General of Ecuador says she'll ask for corruption charges to be brought against the former president, Lenin Moreno. The allegations relate to the construction of a huge hydroelectric plant. Nicholas Rocha reports.
Lenin Moreno and 36 other people, including his wife and several relatives, face accusations of receiving bribes of more than $70 million during the decade-long construction of the Coca-Codo-Sinclair hydroelectric dam. The Attorney General, Diana Salazar, said her office found evidence of corruption when investigating offshore firms owned by people close to Mr. Moreno. He denies the allegations. He's described them as a political distraction from the problems facing Ecuador.
Severe weather warnings have been issued for parts of New Zealand's North Island, which are still recovering from a cyclone earlier this month that killed at least 11 people. Heavy rain and thunderstorms are expected in Hawke's Bay and the Coromandel Peninsula. They're among the regions hit by Cyclone Gabrielle, the deadliest storm in New Zealand for decades. The country's finance minister has predicted that repairing the devastation will cost billions of dollars. BBC News.